This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian President Vladimir Putin has welcomed Chinese leader Xi Jinping to the Kremlin, sending a message to Western leaders allied with Ukraine that their efforts to isolate Moscow have fallen short. Putin welcomed China's plan for what he called, quote, settlement of the acute crisis in Ukraine, while U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Monday any proposal that left Russian forces in place in Ukraine would merely let Moscow re-equip and otherwise regain strength to resume its offensive.
The world should not be fooled by any tactical move by Russia, supported by China or any other country, to freeze the war on its own terms.
Russia and China have described Xi's trip as part of efforts to further deepen their so-called no-limits friendship. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres called on Monday the world's wealthiest nations to move up the goal of achieving carbon neutrality from 2050 to 2040. Here's VOA's Diane Roberts.
This, as a new report, indicates time is running out to affect climate change. Guterres called the new report a survival guide for humanity and a call to action.
This report is a clarion call to massively fast-track climate efforts by every country and every sector and on every time frame. In short, our world needs climate action on all fronts, everything, everywhere, all at once.
Secretary General Guterres made the plea in a recorded address. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
Workers erected barricades around a Manhattan courthouse on Monday as New York City braced for a possible indictment of Donald Trump over an alleged hush money payment to a porn star during his 2016 presidential campaign. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden has lobbed the first shot of what's to be a bigger battle with the Republican-led U.S. House of Representatives, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president's issued his first veto, looking to kill a GOP-authored bill that would have effectively reinstated a Trump-era ban on federal retirement plan managers considering things like climate change when making investment decisions. The veto is likely to stand and is an early sign of how the president will deal with House Republicans intent on undoing parts of his policy legacy. But it also serves as an olive branch of sorts to environmentalists who are upset by the administration's recent approval of a massive oil drilling project in Alaska. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The United States, China, and Russia argued during a United Nations Security Council meeting on Monday over who was to blame for spurring North Korea's dozens of ballistic missile launches and development of a nuclear weapons program. The 15-member council met over what Pyongyang said was the launch on Thursday of its largest intercontinental ballistic missile. North Korea has been under UN sanctions for its missile and nuclear programs since 2006. China and Russia blame joint military drills by the United States and South Korea for provoking Pyongyang, while Washington accuses Beijing of Moscow of emboldening North Korea by shielding it from more sanctions. One person is dead and another injured in Texas in another school shooting in the U.S., AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
Police say one student is dead and another is injured after a shooting outside a Dallas area high school. The suspect, also a student, has been arrested. Police say the shooting began Monday just before 7 a.m. outside of Lamar High School in Arlington before many students were on campus. One student was injured by gunfire and later died. The other was hurt by debris and is receiving care for injuries that are not life-threatening. It was the first day back at school following spring break. I'm Shelley Adler.
A firebrand Israeli minister says there's, quote, no such thing as Palestinian people. The remarks came as Israel's new coalition government, its most hardline ever, plowed ahead on Monday with part of its plan to overhaul the judiciary. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's coalition said it was pushing a key part of the overhaul, which would give the coalition control over who becomes a justice or judge, before the parliament takes a month-long holiday before break next week. I'm Joe Ramsey.